USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Speaking at a event in the White House to celebrate the Jewish New Year Friday, President Biden took a moment to extend his thoughts with the state of Florida still reeling from the devastation of Hurricane Ian earlier this week. Biden highlighting the ongoing efforts with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, FEMA coordinator Deanne Criswell, and local officials working to bring relief to those affected areas. And it's a strange case of espionage.
The Army's first transgender officer and his wife, a Maryland doctor, were indicted on conspiracy charges Wednesday for allegedly attempting to transfer confidential military medical information to Russia. The Department of Justice announced an 8-count indictment was unsealed Thursday against Major Jamie Lee Henry and anesthesiologist Anna Gabrielian. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Biden administration announced a new round of sanctions on Russia for President Vladimir Putin's illegal annexation of 4 Ukrainian territories. The sanctions target government officials and family members, Russian, Belarusian military officials, and defense procurement networks. The United States also said it was sending a clear warning that there will be costs for any individual entity or country that provides political or economic support to Russia. 3 U.S. agencies, the Treasury, Commerce, and State Departments, are imposing swift and severe costs on Russia. A House Democrat has blasted House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for a failure of House leadership by refusing to call up legislation to impose tougher stock trading restrictions on members of Congress. Representative Abigail Spanberger, Democrat of Virginia, said she has been working with members since 2020 to call up a bill that would strengthen the provisions of the Stock Act, a 2012 law that prohibits lawmakers from using inside information to profit from stock trading. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden issued a strong statement Friday condemning Russia's attempt at illegally annexing Ukrainian territory. The United States condemns Russia's fraudulent attempt today to annex sovereign Ukrainian territory, Biden said. Russia is violating international law, trampling on the United Nations Charter, and is showing its contempt for peaceful nations everywhere, he said, adding that the U.S. will continue to honor Ukraine's internationally recognized borders. Make no mistake, these actions have no legitimacy, he said. Secretary of State Antony Blinken repeating the U.S.'s rejection of Russia's moves to claim territory in the Ukraine, asked about Ukraine's bid for NATO membership, had this to say.
We strongly support bringing into NATO countries that seek to join and that can add to NATO's capabilities. There's a process for doing that, and countries will continue to follow that process.
And there was a scaring moment in the Miami Dolphins-Cincinnati Bengals game on Thursday night as Miami quarterback Tua Tagovailoa was stretchered off the field and taken to the hospital with head and neck injuries. Dolphins coach Mike McDaniel on the handling of his injury after Thursday night's ball game.
Once I got out to the field, I knew right away that this was at least a concussion.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.